Welcome to the Soft Serve, the cosmic weather guide for your week ahead. I'm Annie, and I'm an astrologer and your cosmic weather woman, helping you to integrate the magic of astrology into your everyday life. This week, we'll be looking at the planetary movements for the week beginning the 19th of June. So, we start this week with a Cancer moon, and as I mentioned in last week's pod, the moon loves to be in Cancer. Cancer is its home sign, so it's very, very comfortable flowing energy. Cancer is a very nurturing sign. It's very homely. It can be quite sensitive, a little crabby, but it likes to be in its space. It likes to be in its shell. And so when it comes to our emotional state, emotions tend to flow a little bit easier. We just feel a little bit more in tune collectively when there's a Cancer moon. So it's really, really nice energy to start this week. In fact, there's a lot of Cancer energy throughout the week because when we get to Thursday, we actually begin Cancer season. So here in the southern hemisphere, we are in the depths of winter. It's really a perfect time to be snuggling, staying in, being cozy, you know, tending to your abode, cooking, caring for your loved ones. That's sort of a very strong energy this week. So we've got the Cancer moon all the way up until Wednesday morning, and then the moon moves into Leo. So it's going to be in Leo all the way till Friday evening. So Leo moon's, they're a little bit different to Cancer moons, with Leo's obviously a fire sign. It's very bold. It's very driven, fiery, a bit attention seeking, can be a little bit dramatic. So it's a change in energy, but because the sun is also moving into Cancer, we've got sort of a nice play of still that sort of soft, watery side. And then we've got the fiery, passionate, you know, out there kind of energy of the moon for the second part of the week. So it's some interesting energy to play with for sure. If you're planning anything social, I would look from Wednesday onwards to be out and about. I'd leave Monday and Tuesday as more time to spend at home looking after yourself. Cancer sometimes doesn't really feel like being social. It can feel social, but its best time is when it's recharging, it's spending alone time, it's in its house and it's feeling comfortable. And then we go on to a Virgo moon. So the moon's going to go into Virgo on Friday night. Virgo moons, as I've probably said a few times on the podcast now, because if you've noticed, we go through the same cycles. Every 2.5 days, the moon is obviously changing sign. So Virgo moons are the time to do things. Virgo loves to be organized. It's actually still a very nurturing sign. Virgos love to be of service. So Virgo is very attentive, but it also likes to keep things moving. Virgo wants to check everything off its to-do list and then make another list and have another goal to work towards and sort of keep things going. It's a very practical earth-based sign, but there is also that nurturing quality to Virgo because Virgo is all about being of service to others and caring for others. So that's the energy we're playing with this weekend. So if you've got things that you really need to do this weekend, you know, if you're working full-time during the week and the weekend is your only time to get things done, you're going to be in flow with the moon because we've got Virgo there. Also, if you are needing to care for someone, if someone's unwell or someone's going through a hard time, you've got that nice Virgo energy being of service to people. So it's quite interesting energy this week. We're sort of going watery, soft, Cancer, sensitive, emotional, you know, wanting to be cocooned. And then we go into fiery earth, want to be seen, want to be the center of attention, Leo. Back into practical Virgo, want to be of service, want to get things done, want to plan and aim for the next thing. So yeah, interesting energy of this week, but not too much else going on. So a little short one for this week. I hope it's a good one for you. Send me a message and let me know how you've gone, and I will see you again next week. Have a great one. Bye.